surprising. It seems the currents have brought me something unexpected as tribute. I felt something change the water's flow today, but I was expecting a big fish or some driftwood. Never would I have thought that the human would, or even could, wash up in my cave. Are you awake? Can you hear me? Silence. But it seems such nice warmth, like the warm rocks in my cave. That's what I'll do. I'll take you to the warm rocks and put you on them, and maybe you'll wake up. Get here. Why did the tides bring you to here, of all places? Why did the tides bring you to me? Are the gods mocking me? Or perhaps they're blessing me? I dare say this might be a blessing, but getting my hopes up after all this time, it has been so long since I was bound to this place. Do I still deserve this? Have I not spent enough time being punished for my transgressions? Here we are, human. This is the warmest part of the cave. Here, they can get hot enough to cook fish on. These ones, yes, these ones should be comfortable for you. They're warm, but not too hot. They remind me of the days when I could sun myself on the islands above. I don't know why I'm even wasting my breath. You might not even be able to hear my voice. Perhaps I can help speed along your recovery. I can lay on the rocks with you and wrap myself gently around you. The warmth, it'll pass through me, and I can share it with you. I know I'm much larger and heavier than you, but I'll be gentle and wrap my tentacles around your body like this. The feeling of touching another living creature. It has been so long. How could I be so fortunate? How could I be so lucky? I had forgotten what these sensations were like. I had been alone for so long. I had truly forgotten. Watching your chest rise and fall. Seeing you like this, it's comforting. It's so, so comforting. I promise, whatever may happen, I will do my best to take care of you. I'll do my best. To see you open your eyes. When you do, how will you feel? What will you think? What will you say? Will you be scared? Will you be happy? Your breathing has changed. Warmth seems to be flowing through both of us. The rocks are working. slightest twitch. Welcome back to the waking world, human. Careful, take your time. You've just woken from what I assume to be a terrible experience. There is no need to force yourself to speak so suddenly. You still wish to try? Then I won't stop you. I would be happy to hear the voice of another. Where are you? What happened to you? You're in my cave. As for what happened to you, that is between you and the gods themselves, I fear. Simply found you lying unconscious beside the pool of water that leads outside. How strange. I expected you would recoil at the sight of me. The times truly must have changed since I was cast away. You've never seen my kind before. Curious. In spite of all that, you do not have fear in your heart. Should you have reason to? I suppose not. Those days are long behind me. But when I lived in the world above, surface dwellers like yourself would cower before me. They were repulsed by the sight of me. Yet, you look and speak to me as if I was nothing out of the ordinary. That is why I am surprised. Just a demi-human? If that is what you wish to call me, then so be it. Though, it merely confirms the thoughts that I've had. The world truly has moved on and forgotten about me. I am more concerned about you, though. How are you feeling? Are you hurt? I saw no injuries on your body when I carried you here. But I know your kind can be frail at times. You are simply tired. That is a relief to hear. I don't have much to care for you with down here. Simply warmth and food. I suppose I am also someone to talk to, yes. Well, I might have some vague ideas as to what happened to you. If you wish to hear my guess, I can't promise that there's any truth to it, but... Alright then. I felt a disturbance in the flow of the tides around my cave before I came over and discovered you. It came from the surface and pushed down, down, down toward the ocean floor. Do you recall if you were aboard a ship? There are no islands immediately nearby, so I wonder if you were perhaps on board a ship that was sunk. Pirates. Your ship. It was sunk by pirates. That must have been absolutely terrifying. You should consider yourself fortunate that the currents brought you here rather than sweeping you out across the vast depths of the ocean. Where is here? I suppose that is a good question, isn't it? I told you earlier that you're in my cave, but I suppose that isn't particularly helpful, is it? I do not know much of your world as it is now, human. The best I can do is give you a vague location and a name. Who am I? I haven't even answered your last question, but I suppose we can come back to it. We have plenty of time, after all. Thousands and thousands of years ago, your kind had a name for me. Truth be told, I can't even recall it at this point. The millennia have worn away my memories, slowly but surely, just as the winds and waves do to the shores above. Tell me, human, have you ever caught a fish and eating it for sustenance? I see. Then you have partaken of the descendants of my flesh. I am the mother of the ocean. Once upon a time, I brought life to the seas themselves. Before me, it was simply vast emptiness, save for the plants that grow in the depths. You have not even the slightest inkling. Truly, I have been forgotten by the world. How sad. It is as if I had died and moved on from this world. And yet, I still breathe. My body is immortal. Never, not once, have I ever tasted the fear of death. And yet, this feeling of being forgotten, It haunts me to my very core. Human, let us return to the topic at hand. I can feel the flow of the ocean. While you may have forgotten me, the sea has not. Creatures pay me tribute. They bring me scraps of knowledge, trinkets, food. The state of your world, but I can tell you bits and pieces. There is a great city along the coast, the far east, built in recent centuries. The people they walk alongside the bones of their ancestors every day. I believe the name of the city is Urvask. Yes, Urvask. That sounds right. From my cave, it would take me nearly a month to swim there at my current size. Current size? Yes. In the past, I was much, much larger before I was sealed away. One of the words that the people above used to describe me was Leviathan. That's what those who sealed me called me, anyway. Even that memory is faded at times. Now, does that answer your question as to where you are? Oh, you are headed to this Urvask. Perhaps you could tell me about it some more sometime. I recognize that sound. One of the things you and I share in common. You're hungry, aren't you? Of course, I'd be happy to feed you. The ocean brings me as much fish as I'd like to feed me when I desire. I may be immortal, but I hunger all the same. Going without food would mean subjecting myself to suffering. I nearly forgot that I'd wrap myself around you. Let me release you. There you go. Do you feel able to walk? Then I will bring the food to you. You may stay here where it's warm. I keep my food nearby anyway, as this is where I cook it. Heat flows underneath this place. Some of these rocks get hot enough to prepare my meals. Why don't you close your eyes and rest for a bit while I prepare us something to eat? used to eating above, but at the very least, it will fill your belly. I'll eat later, on my own. It felt strange to sit with another and eat. So, I decided that I would feed you and to sit here and talk more with you. I haven't spoken to another since I was sealed here. I feel happy. I can't remember when I last felt this way. So, how was it? It's good. I have a feeling that you're being kind to me, but I'm glad in any case. Now, you seem to have a lot of questions for me earlier. Do you have more on your mind? Does it bother me? Does what bother me? Eating these fish? Oh, no, not at all. They are so far removed from me, and they're just a part of the world now. It has been thousands upon thousands of years since I performed my duties, perhaps longer. For someone like myself, time has little meaning. Yes, I am sealed down here. I cannot leave. I was banished to the depths of the ocean for my transgressions against your kind. I did terrible things. I was a mindless monster. I terrorized the coasts, destroyed ships, and that was the least of what I did to those who live on the surface. You are correct. I am different now. The humans sealed my power at first. They tried to reason with me, spent months talking to me. Then they gave up on me. They could not slay me, of course. I am an immortal. I was created by the gods themselves and tasked with being the steward of the ocean. So, they sealed me away. Forever. All the things they said to me before my memories began to wane, I spent decades, no, centuries, going over them in my mind. Think about them endlessly. At first, I hated them for what they did to me. But I came to realize that I was the one at fault. They were merely trying to survive and grow. I was trying to destroy them, cleanse the ocean of them. And for what reason? Truly, I had none. None that were good, anyway. As I sat here in my cage, the world moved on without me. I would learn bits and pieces of the world outside. I would hear how the peoples above thrived without me, destroying everything they worked so hard to build. It wore me down. I spent centuries begging the gods, begging for anyone, something, to release me. I was ready to leave, ready to make amends. Now, I've merely given up and accepted my fate. Feel sorry for me. It is my fault that I am in this place. Thank you for listening to my story. I never thought I'd be able to recount it to another. I never thought I'd see another person again to begin with. How amusing fate is. I wonder if the gods are playing games with me. In any case, are you finished eating? Oh, do not apologize for not finishing it. As long as you are satisfied, I am happy. I can eat the remainder later. Is something on your mind? You have a certain look on your face. Can you leave? I suppose so. I imagine the seals are only to hold me back. You should be free to come and go as you desire. As soon as you feel strong enough, you're welcome to go. That's right. You don't breathe underwater. And getting to the surface would be a struggle. If I could simply take you up there myself, I would. But I can't. This watery tomb is my fate. There. There may be a way. I think I can help you with this, but I would like to request a favor from you before I do this for you. You'll do anything to see the surface again. How precious. You sound like I used to, but you haven't even heard what I want from you yet. Human, I told you before, I am responsible for all of the life that lives beneath the waves. I have not been able to fulfill my duties in millennia. How can you help? That is simple. I wish to embrace you. Do you understand? The gods made me for this one task, this one goal, being unable to perform it. It's more maddening than anything else I've ever experienced down here. You do not fear my touch. If anything, you seemed rather happy to have my tentacles around you earlier. Imagine lying with me on the warm rocks again, indulging in each other's company. I promise you will never experience such bliss again in your lifetime. So, what say you, human? Will you indulge in my deepest desires? Good. Good. Then all you have to do is lay right there, and I will take care of everything. You can empty your head and drown in my loving embrace. My entire existence, my entire purpose is to breed, to fill the well with life. You can't understand the pain of being trapped down here for thousands upon thousands of years, unable to satisfy my deepest needs. So, let's get these clothes off, shall we? You can just lay there and relax. My tentacles will take care of it. The scent of your body, even at this distance, it's intoxicating. What do I intend to do with you? It's simple, isn't it? We are going to mate like a pair of mindless animals. Ah, but where are my manners? I do want us both to enjoy the experience, of course. Perhaps your tastes lie elsewhere. I was crafted by the gods to be able to mate with any creature I came across. That means you get to have a choice. Underneath my wet, slippery tentacles is the softest pussy you'll ever get to experience. I'm sure you'd be overjoyed to lose your mind in my embrace. But there's another option. Curious, are you? Here, look at this. This tentacle is not like the rest. Look at how it drips and glistens. It's stretchy and moist. Do you know what I do with this one? No. Let's just say it releases eggs. The gender of my partner matters not. My eggs simply need to be placed into a warm, willing body. Of course, there are those who wanted to have sex with this hole instead of the other. There are some rather degenerate creatures out there, after all. It makes me wonder, what type of person are you? Would you rather lie beneath me while I gently squeeze your body and milk you for everything you've got? Or would you like to have my supple tentacle slip inside of you and fill your body with my eggs? I promise, no matter which choice you make, you are going to enjoy it. Oh my. I never expected you to take me up on that offer. You're going to enjoy this. Trust me. It may hurt ever so slightly at first, but once the first egg is in, the coating will help relax your body further and turn that feeling into pure pleasure. Now, relax and let me take care of you. I'm going to wrap you in my tentacles and pull you up like this. There. If you'd like. I saw you looking at my breasts earlier. You may do as you desire with them. Bury your face in them. Suck on my soft nipples. Can you feel it yet? My sticky, wet tentacle slowly pressing against your entrance. Oh, are you surprised? Where did you think I was going to put my eggs? Unless you wanted them in your belly. Oh, the look on your face. We can save that for another day, my precious. Now, slowly, I'm going to push inside of you. It's so warm inside of you. I miss this. Am I going to move? Don't worry. Don't worry. I'll be gentle. I want you to enjoy it. I'm going to insert the first egg. Grit your teeth. I promise. After this, it'll be nothing but pure heaven. We're almost there. We're almost there. It's in. It's in. You did so well. Now, within moments, I should all change. Yes, look on your face as it turns into pure delight. Now, I'm going to slowly, gently, fuck you with my tentacle until you can't take it anymore. Truth be told, I don't even need to do this. I can just hold you in place and slowly pump you full of my eggs. One by one, until you're full. But I think this is more enjoyable, isn't it? Just relax. And take it all in. Seems to be reacting so nicely to having my tentacle buried deep inside of you. Perhaps this is what you're into. Do you like it when I stir your insides up? Judging by your reaction, this isn't the first time, is it? Do you often submit to such guilty pleasures? Or, maybe you haven't had as many opportunities, given how eagerly you submitted yourself to me. Enjoying. slippery tentacle plumbing the depths of your body. Trust me, as the eggs settle inside of you, you're going to just feel better and better and better. This is a pleasure that far few, as out of myself, could ever possibly give you. Your body is twitching so much. And the way you shiver and breathe. I love watching you. I almost wonder if I can go even deeper. Let yourself go. Just enjoy the feeling of me inside you. Slowly pumping in and out. When you firmly come, it's going to feel so good. It's going to feel so, so good. All you have to do is empty your head. Just lay there and relax and let me take care of you. Let me use you. And if you give in to me, it'll feel oh so good. What's that? You think you already have given in to me? No, not quite. You think you have, but something within you is stopping you from truly letting yourself become my plaything. And until we break that barrier, well, I'll just have to keep slowly working you over like this, won't I? Or perhaps I should start to change it up a little bit. Maybe I'm going about this the wrong way. Maybe. Perhaps I should be going even deeper and harder. Like this. How does that feel? Is reacting so nicely. You're enjoying that already, aren't you? You humans are so interesting, aren't you? I'll have to take you deeper and deeper. Push my tentacle inside of you as far as it can go. Don't worry, I won't break you too much. I want you to enjoy it. I want you to enjoy the feeling when I pour all of my eggs inside of you. deep my chest and empty your head and let me have you. Yes, there you go. That's what I mean by giving yourself to me. And, well, I do think I'll have to reward you. Yes. Let's go faster and deeper. I want to prepare you for what's about to come. Yes. Oh, your body is twitching and shaking from top to bottom. I can tell that you won't be able to hold out for very long, will you? Then don't open your heart and body to me, and I'll reward you. I'll reward you with all the eggs you could ever want. And it's gonna feel so good. It's gonna feel so good. Are you ready? Are you ready? Because it's time. You look like you can't take it anymore. And then I'm going to finish you off. Take it. Take everything I have. I'll fill you up until you can't hold a single egg more. Look. Look how full your belly's getting. Oh, it's swelling so much. That was delightful. It's absolute heaven. You look like you can't take much more, can you? That's perfectly fine. You did a more than adequate job. I'm quite pleased, actually. You should be proud of yourself, human. Here, let me release your body. What a mess. I may have gotten carried away. Thank you for indulging my desires. No, there's no need to talk. You may just catch your breath. I will uphold my end of the bargain. You need not worry. But even after all of that, you still want to leave, do you? Return to the surface and continue on your way. Sad. I'm surprised. To be honest, I was hoping that little experience would sway you to stay with me. Are you sure you could spend the rest of your mortal days in my embrace? Every single day. I understand. I will honor our agreement. Now, since you do want to go through with this, I have to tell you, I'm not sure how well it's going to work. I didn't mean to mislead you, of course. I'll do everything in my power to assist you. But, well, I haven't fully figured out the logistics of it all. I can gift you the ocean's bounty. It will help you breathe underwater. It will help you swim faster. And allow me to communicate with you. Yes. That is all wonderful, isn't it? It isn't the most comfortable experience to grant it to you, but that's not the issue at hand. The real issue at hand is that it is temporary. We are so far from the surface that I'm not quite sure you're able to make it. Do you see the problem now? I haven't figured out what to do from there. It is troublesome, isn't it? If you have any ideas, human, you're more than welcome to share. After all, this is your fate that is being decided. You want what? You want to free me from this cave. Are you? You are serious, aren't you? That look of determination on your face. Yes, I think that would solve your predicament, as well as mine. If you released me from my prison, I could carry you to the surface with no issue. Are you sure you want to do this? Free an ancient beast, sealed beneath the waves for her misdeeds? I don't seem that bad. You are an amusing one, aren't you? Alright then, we'll do it. Then, let me grant you my blessing. Open your mouth and press your lips to mine. This is going to sting just a little bit. There. Now, the outside of the cave is covered in some sort of magical rods. I think if you were to dislodge them, it might do the trick. Do you understand? Good. Good. Then, if you've got your energy back, shall we be on our way? I'm eager to see the surface again. Are you all right, human? Even for such a short trip, it must have been a harrowing experience, going from the bottom of the ocean straight to the surface. Good. I'm glad you're all right. You are stronger than you look. Or perhaps it is merely your will to survive. It is charming, in a way. Gods, this is refreshing. The feeling of the sun on my body, the wind through my hair. Look at the birds in the sky above. I can't believe you freed me. Is something on your mind? You expected me to return to my original size? Unfortunately not. I think, in that regard, my power is sealed forever. While I am still an immortal, strong in my own rights, I'll never be the queen of the ocean that I once was. Wow. give you one last bit of help. From this island, if you head that way, you should find your Urvask. I expect you'll be able to put together something to get yourself there. Or maybe you could attract the attention of another ship. Thank you again. Not only for the experience earlier, but for giving me another chance at a life outside of that cave. Huh? What am I going to do? Well, I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I didn't expect to ever see the surface again. I'll probably wander the ocean for some time. Maybe explore the world. Perhaps being forgotten by this world is not so bad. You looked at me as if I was simply one of these demi-humans, I believe you said. I could start over. I could begin anew. See what it's like to live the same as anyone else does. What's so funny? Well, what if I went with you, joined you on your journey to wherever? I could shepherd you across the waves. Consider it continued thanks for freeing me. And then, when we reach your city, well, who knows from there? Perhaps I'll even stay with you. What do you say? I figured you wouldn't turn me down, but I had to ask anyway. Maybe you've already grown fond of my company, or maybe you just want to have another chance to experience that which only I can give you. In any case, I think that traveling together or prove to be entertaining for both of us. Now, unless you want to wander this island for whatever reason, I think we'd best be on our way. It's going to take quite some time to reach your city. Now, shall we, darling?